Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Samantha McGill, and she is the new instructor at Iowa Western Community College for Communications. Good morning to you, Sam.
Good morning.
Sam, welcome to Atlantic. Welcome to Iowa Western Community College. You're already about a week into classes.
Yeah, it's been a really wonderful experience getting to know the students here, and everyone's been so friendly and welcoming, and I've really appreciated that.
That's great. Well, you have a great smile. I know you're welcoming. You know that welcoming always goes both ways. So let's talk a bit about you. We want to get acquainted with you, Sam. Kind of tell us, you know, where'd life start? Where'd you grow up? And kind of then what happened?
Sure. Well, I was born in Germany, and my father was in the Army, so we lived there for a couple years. We moved to the United States when I was about two, so I grew up in Colorado. I really miss it there sometimes. I live in Omaha now. I went there for college and ended up meeting my husband and staying, much to my mom's dismay. But maybe we'll move back one day. I do miss it.
Yeah, you have a lifetime ahead of you to make those kind of changes. But, you know, sometimes, yeah, I like Colorado, never have lived there but visited. And sometimes if you look just right when the clouds are kind of down there along the horizon, it kind of looks like mountains.
Kind of. It's not the same. I grew up in Colorado Springs, so it was right at the base of Pikes Peak, and it's a very different experience, yeah.
It is, but we're happy that you ended up in Omaha, and now you're ending up being an instructor at Iowa Western Community College. So, you know, have you always been a talker? I mean, when I think communications, there's lots of ways to communicate. But first of all, I think of talking. Is this something you think you kind of grew up with, thinking this is what you wanted to do, or was this a new revelation to you?
Honestly, I was always really quiet as a younger kid. I loved to read. I spent a lot of time reading by myself, and I was very shy in school. I don't think it was until my sophomore year of high school that I kind of blossomed a little bit and became more social and more of a talker. And when I went to Creighton is the reason that I went to Omaha, and I actually went because I wanted to be a doctor. That's how that started. And my first year, I took an English literature class, and I realized maybe that's what I was supposed to be doing. And so a completely different path, really. Yeah. But I met some teachers who became mentors to me in the English department, and I just realized it was something that I've always loved to do, reading and writing.
Well, you know, that's a good example, Sam, of what education does for you. You go to college and you get exposed to all these things, and that's what students do when they come to Iowa Western Community College. I'm sure you're going to influence some folks.
I hope so. I'd like to. I do have students who, my favorite thing is they come, and I like to ask my students at the beginning of the semester how they feel about writing or what their experiences with writing are like, and the majority of the time it's a really negative feeling about writing. And I love it when I have a student who then writes a reflection on the class at the end and says it really changed their mind about writing and they don't think they're such a horrible writer anymore. So I really enjoy that.
Well, kudos to you, because I'm sort of in that category that I never liked to write. And I think I remember doing all that graphing, you know, where you had to make all the lines and so on. You probably never had to do that. And actually, I kind of enjoyed it, but I don't think that was a good representation of writing, actually. So let's talk about some of the classes that you teach here. What kind of choices do students have that you will be teaching?
Well, mostly right now I'm teaching Comp 1, but I'll also be teaching basic writing for students who just need a little bit of a boost before they get to general population classes. And I think next semester I'll be able to add a couple of literature classes to the list. So I'm looking forward to that.
I could tell that was sort of an exciting thing for you to do. So you and when I think communications, again, I think you're talking first. So you're not doing speech classes. You're doing more writing, English lit kind of classes.
Correct. So I think I've never taught a speech class. I don't know if I'd be that good at it, but I am good about the paper writing.
Okay. So let's talk a bit about when you get to English lit. Actually, I may come back to writing, but when you get to English lit, where do you start? What books do you start with? What should we all be reading? There's so much out there.
You know what? Honestly, I don't even know. That's one thing that I've never been able to answer is my favorite book, because it's a huge list. But I've never taught one, so it'll be my first time. I've taken plenty, but I don't even know where I'd start yet. It'd be hard to narrow the list down of good ones that I think people should read.
Okay. Is that something students will have a choice about, that you'll give them some guidance and maybe you're not going to assign one book to read?
Well, from what I understand, the department has a few that they like to choose from, and so all students will be reading the same books.
Well, and I know you know when a number of people read the same book, it doesn't come out the same when they tell you what they read.
No, and that's one thing that I love about literature in itself is that different people can read it, and based on their experiences and backgrounds, have a completely different reading experience.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's part of the interest, and I guess that says that the writer is a good writer. So, you know, some of us have to do writing whether we like to or not. What kind of advice do you start with? How do you start? You're going, okay, you got to write this paper. Where do you start?
I like to have them brainstorm. I think so many times people just get thrust into it without spending the time to think through their ideas or why they believe what they believe or how they really feel about it. And so I think taking the time on the front end to plan things out and really think through their argument is a really important place to start. But then also not being too hesitant when they get started, because sometimes people are like, I just have no idea what to say. And a lot of the work in getting to be a better writer is just to spend time actually doing it.
Put the pencil pen on the paper or get your fingers onto the keys, whatever way. I'm sure many people aren't using, I'm pretty sure not many people are using pens and paper.
You'd be surprised how often I get asked, actually, if they can do that instead of typing. So,
well, I think for some people that's a good way to think. You know, it's not, it's just a different process, I believe. And oftentimes I compose something on paper. I certainly compose it in my head before I put it into any kind of permanent form. So, I'd like to take one of your classes. It'd be really, really fun to kind of move along to that. As you continue to be an instructor, what are some of the things that you hope you will get to teach, hope that you will accomplish as here?
Well, I think really just connecting with students in any class that I teach. I enjoy all of it. I enjoy the full spectrum, so the reading and the writing, but I think that making that personal connection with students is really important for me, and that's really what makes a class worthwhile for me, mm-hmm. is knowing that I've given them an opportunity to write through their feelings and express themselves in a way that they've never experienced with writing, and that hopefully they become more positive writers as a result of taking my class.
Do you ask people to write poetry?
No, I don't actually ask them to write poetry, but if they want to express themselves that way, I'm open to that. I've never been much of a creative writer, but I definitely appreciate that writing style, especially because I've never been good at it. But I think that writing is more about expressing who you are, and people do that differently, just different mm-hmm. personalities.
And you know, you've said that several times about expressing yourself, and so mm-hmm. that is, I think, perhaps a unique problem, a unique challenge for people that they hadn't thought about that. They always think of writing as, this is what you must write.
Yeah, no, I think so too, and it's brains work differently. And so I know personally for me, I'm a very analytical person. And so that's how I approach writing, is very formulaic. And that's why I'm not good at the creative side of it. But I know that students think differently and they write differently. And then I would be squashing that personal creativity if I made them do it a certain way. So there are some things. There are standards that people have to abide by, because after they leave my class, they're going to be using those skills in basically every single class that they do take. So I have a responsibility to teach them some of that, but I feel like I would be doing them a disservice if I didn't let them see some kind of joy in writing too, yeah. to really express themselves.
So there's some balance there between yeah. what's open and available and what's kind of required for people to do. Yeah. So Sam, you mentioned you live in Omaha, you love Colorado. What are some things you'd like to do besides teach? are there some things that, you know, are hobbies of yours, some things that you really like to do?
Actually, yeah, I like to spend a lot of time outside. This whole weekend, my husband and I, we took a really long bike ride on Saturday. We spent all yesterday kayaking on the Platte. In a couple weeks, we hope to go back out to Colorado and hike Pikes Peak, so mostly outdoors things.
Okay. Are you a skier?
I've only ever been skiing once, and it was at Mount Crescent, and I was really horrible at it. So it's just maybe because I grew up in Colorado and it was always there, that yeah. it wasn't a big deal, but I'm horrible, so bad.
Because you know how many people are going, oh, we take trips to Colorado all the time yeah. because we really love and love and love to ski. So anyhow, I hope folks will stop by, say hello to you, Samantha, and get acquainted with you. And I know your students are going to love working with you. So we want to thank you very much, Samantha McGall, for visiting with us this morning. And until next time, as I just heard Anne Pross say, education changes lives. Unique challenge for people that they hadn't thought about that. They always think of writing as this is what you must write.
Yeah, no, I think so too.
Unique challenge for people that they hadn't thought about that. They always think of writing as this is what you must write.
Yeah, no, I think so too.
Unique challenge for people that they hadn't thought about that. They always think of writing as this is what you must write.
Yeah, no, I think so too. And it's brains work differently. And so I know personally for me, I'm a very analytical person. And so that's how I approach writing, is very formulaic. And that's why I'm not good at the creative side of it. But I know that students think differently and they write differently. And then I would be
unique challenge for people that they hadn't thought about that. They always think of writing as this is what you must write.
Yeah, no, I think so too.
Unique challenge for people that they hadn't thought about that. They always think of writing as this is what you must write.
Yeah, no, I think so too. And it's brains work differently. And so I know personally for me, I'm a very analytical person. And so that's how I approach writing, is very formulaic. And that's why I'm not good at the creative side of it. But I know that students think differently and they write differently. And then I would be
unique challenge for people that they hadn't thought about that. They always think of writing as this is what you must write.
Yeah, no, I think so too.
Unique challenge for people that they hadn't thought about that. They always think of writing as this is what you must write.
Yeah, no, I think so too. And it's brains work differently. And so I know personally.
Unique challenge for people that they hadn't thought about that. They always think of writing as this is what you must write.
Yeah, no, I think so too. And it's brains work differently. And so I know personally for me, I'm a very analytical person. And so that's how I approach writing, is very formulaic. And that's why I'm not good at the creative side of it. But I know that students think differently and they write differently. And then I would be
unique challenge for people that they hadn't thought about that. They always think of writing as this is what you must write.
Yeah, no, I think so too. And it's brains work differently. And so I know personally
unique challenge for people that they hadn't thought about that. They always think of writing as this is what you must write.
Yeah, no, I think so too.
Unique challenge for people that they hadn't thought about that. They always think of writing as this is what you must write.
Yeah, no, I think so too.